Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. We have a two-part topic today. First of all, we're going to talk about upcoming homecoming for UW Richland. And in the studio with us today, Kathy Granger, who is the president of the Alumni Association, Margaret Davison, treasurer, and Elizabeth Deidelhoff, secretary, and she is homecoming chair. I didn't say homecoming queen, Elizabeth. But
Oh, good.
But I guess you can be.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
It's exciting news. You've got something coming up here at the Richland campus.
Yeah, we're really excited. We love this event. It brings in a lot of people from different eras. And this year, our theme is The Doors Are Closed, Memories Are Forever. And I know that there are a lot of mourning people. Maybe not. But the campus doors are closed, but we want to continue to do the events that we've always done. So homecoming and the fall brunch, just out, you know, getting people together for the homecoming in the spring and then doing that brunch in the fall to honor the outstanding alumni. So today our primary focus here is to talk about the upcoming event, and we're really excited to be able to do it at the campus in the Roadrunner Gymnasium. I know that that place, especially for the players, holds a special place in everybody's heart. And so we just want to invite everybody back and really, we want to see you. You know, the event, we see people from all ages, all generations, and it's a really good event for a lot of people.
Last year, you were here talking about it. It was the first year after the announcement that the branch campus was going to be closed. But what was the reaction? Did you get maybe more people back as a result, maybe kind of sentimental and everything?
Last year, we had good numbers. Typically, the women game, we have 5-on-5. Sometimes we have 3-on-3. It just depends on availability. And the men, we usually don't have any issue with. I will say right now, the women are registered before the men this year. The men numbers are a little bit lower than what we normally see. But I'm hoping by getting the word out a little bit more, we can bring those people that always come back every single year to play, get them registered and get their spot confirmed for them.
What weekend is it, Elizabeth?
So it is the last weekend in April. It's April 27th, and the women play at 11, and the men play at 12:30.
So is it a full day of activities then as well?
Kind of. We get there, registration starts about 10, so if you want to be there at 10, we'll welcome you in the door. And then we stay until the last player leaves, and we don't push anybody out. So, you know, if people want to stay and mingle after the men's game, traditionally we've done the men's game a little bit later, but we found that the women want to watch the men's game. Just kind of has always just been the tradition. You know, when we were playing in school, the women always played first. The women always typically stayed and watched the men's game. The men hardly ever played first. So it's just kind of one of those traditions where we want to stick around, and having less lull time in between, even if the men's game doesn't start right at 12:30, we think we're going to have a little bit less downtime for those people traveling a little bit further. They can get out a little bit sooner too. It's going to be a great event.
I talked to one of the alumnus that came back last year, a gentleman that used to play for the Roadrunners, and he said it was such a treat because his wife, his kids had, I mean, they'd heard about him playing basketball, but never had a chance to see him. So, I mean, it's a great family event, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It does bring, for the most part, the families all come and they watch, you know, their significant other or spouse or their kids watch. And then when there's downtime off to the side, either before or after, you know, little kiddos are running around with the balls and having a good old time.
As we mentioned, Margaret Davison is here as well. Margaret, is this event near and dear to you as well?
It sure is. I started at the Teachers College and then spent 1 year at the campus, and I have fond memories of the campus, yeah.
Yeah, so good stuff. Does it bring back memories when you start talking about homecoming its history and everything?
Yep.
Sure. And when you go out in the community, because I know you're looking for some sponsorship and things like that, are you met pretty warmly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have 30-some sponsors from other years. And so we'll be going out this afternoon when we get this done and talking to people looking for sponsors. And the sponsorship helps us in more than just the homecoming. It helps with our scholarships and other events.
Could you talk about the scholarships a little bit?
I don't know a whole lot about scholarships.
Yeah, so we our money is kind of, we collect it all, and the we're continuing the scholarships through the foundation. We work with them. And this year we're giving away 3 scholarships. I think we've traditionally done that. And so we partner with the foundation to help get those funds out to the students in area schools.
Okay, so that's important. Again, Margaret, you're going to be out this afternoon, and are there levels of sponsorship then?
Yes, for $20, you can get your name in the flyer for the Saturday event, and for $50, you can get a copy of your card, your business card.
Are you also active in the fall event that is done, the homecoming and the alumni?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to set up tables and get arrangements put on the tables and all that good stuff, yeah.
The wheels are turning then for that.
Right.
And planning everything.
We should be getting some nominations soon.
Okay. I think we need to talk to Kathy Granger about that. She's on the other side of the room. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, it's always exciting. First, I want to thank our entire Alumni Association board because obviously it's all volunteer. And it's such a wide range of ages and talents and professions and just, so let me name them. Again, Margaret is our secretary, our treasurer. Liz is our secretary, and she does an awesome job being editor of our newsletter. And obviously this homecoming, she is that contact person with those players. Rob Kinder, who graduated in 08, is our database guy. He takes care of the membership, and I call him our computer genius. His wife, Stephanie, in 07, and she is our vice president. Other members are Ben Kelch, class of 1979, Tom Simonson, who also was with Margaret's class in 67, and our newest member is Mike Frederick, and 97. He and his wife are featured in this newsletter, and it's just exciting with Mike because he has a lot of new ideas and creative, and we invite that because we don't want to do the same old, the same way. If we can add, you know, some excitement and tweak things. Gail Huffman is our kind of historian. Even though she is an alumni, we feel she is our contact person with the history of the campus. So back to the question on the nominations. Nominations for the outstanding alum. We honor 2 County College era people and 3 campus era people, and I would like to receive those by the end of April. Then the selection committee takes those nomination forms and has a very, very difficult task in selecting. It is beyond awesome to read those stories of people who had got their start from the campus or the county college, and I personally do not vote on that, but I get to read them. And it is amazing what our start here and what they have done throughout their lives.
Yeah, amazing where they've landed. I know, and I see in your newsletter last year it was Dr. Tom Rako, David Ken Manning, Charlotte Marshall, John Melby, Dr. Linda Keelan-Blust, and Colleen McCormick-Dahl. It was a great class, wasn't it?
Oh, and everybody is welcome at our brunch. You don't have to be an alum. You don't have to have been at the campus. You don't have to be a family member. It is truly open. But so it is planned October 5th, Saturday, October 5th is this year's where we will honor our outstanding alum.
Now, if somebody's been nominated, do you keep those from year to year?
Yes, I do. Okay. And I give the person that nominated them the opportunity to update it or add something to their nomination so that then those are handed to the selection committee.
What's the best way to contact you or get those to you?
Either by phone, 608-489-3629. And I'm not going to give my cell number because, as you know, we kind of live in questionable cell reception areas. Address is E17384 County V in Hillsboro. However, they can get a hold of me is great, so
They had to have a start, even if they took classes at the campus, do they have to have a degree?
They do not have to have their associate degree, just if they attended any point in time, any length of time, and we don't have a formal nomination form. The committee likes just to tell us why they feel they are warranted to be an outstanding alum.
It is amazing, Margaret, where people have landed that went to the campus, isn't it, as you look at that?
They're all over.
We really have footprints worldwide.
Well, and you talk about the long history. I know it was the CASP program at one time, but the exchange program, think about that and what a worldwide impact it's been.
Exactly. And obviously, like Liz said, we're sad that those doors are closed, but our memories are there and have definitely enhanced all of our lives.
Margaret, what was life like on the campus back, like when you were there teaching and when it first started? Any recollections that you can recall?
I was a student.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't teach there. Yeah. You were. What was life like then?
Well, it was pretty easy the first year. I mean, we didn't have a lot of students. The teachers knew everybody, and kids knew the teachers, and they could go for help and. You know, it was kind of an extension of high school. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were a little bit leery about going on to college, it was a good place to go because you just kind of eased right into it.
When everything was new and vibrant, though, that had to be a pretty exciting time, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. I was in the play Spoon River Anthology.
Oh.
And I remember I was supposed to be an old lady, and they made my nose bigger. I'm like... No. My nose would be the same size when I was older.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
Was that the first play that was at the Coppertop Theater?
I think it was.
Pretty cool. Wow. That's good trivia. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about all the plays and musicals that were put on there over the years, too. So a rich history, and a lot of those things will be discussed as well. Elizabeth, have you heard from some alumni or maybe any names that you could recommend?
I have. You know, they kind of just trickle in a little bit at a time. We're getting close to our deadline, which is actually tomorrow for t-shirts, but if things come in next week, we can make it work. I typically add shirts to the order. So the shirt this year has a Roadrunner in the middle, and then it says doors are closed, memories are forever, with the date the campus was open, 1967 to 2023. And so we worked pretty closely with Garden Hill Graphics. Just outside of town, he's always been really good with helping us design our shirts and keep them up to date. And, you know, the people that, you know, come back year after year, you know, one name came to mind right away, and that's Coach Don Fitzgibbons. He always coaches the red team.
Oh.
And he's been to, like, every single event minus, you know, like, two. Due to COVID and other life circumstances. So he loves coming back. He called almost right away and reserved his shirt, which I was happy to hear. And then, you know, we've got people from all eras. You know, myself, Shawnee Fink, I know she's RCIS, or Richland Center High School alumni as well. So she played at the campus. And we got some older and not older, like old people, right? Like, you know, they're older than me, so they're older to me, right? But I respect them nonetheless. And so Karina Halverson, the Anderson sisters usually play. And then Amanda Blado has registered. She's from Ithaca. Sarah McGlynn Thayer and her husband, Zach. I know Zach coached at the campus for many years. He was coaching there when I was there as a student. And so I'm excited to see... maybe some new faces. I know that everybody has conflicts and we don't see everybody year to year. But for the most part, I've been there. And so it's nice to see those people come and go and to welcome new faces back into the gymnasium. And I wanted to call it the courtroom because I'm got work on the brain, but it's the gymnasium, right? So, you know, welcoming everybody back, whether you played or not, you know, we want to see you there. And you can order a shirt if you're not playing. You just have to email me. and let me know that you want a shirt and what color and size, and I can reserve it for you. We are requesting that you try to come to the event on the 27th for pickup. We can make other arrangements if something comes up, but you know, we want to see you there, and so we're really encouraging those of you that do decide to place an order for a shirt to come to the event, check it out. You don't have to stay long. You can pay the day of to get your shirt. The cost is $15. So just, we want to see you.
Players from the Teachers College can play too. Did you play for the Teachers College?
I actually did. In fact, I think we were at my era, we were state champions my second year.
And really?
Just a few years ago. Of course, back then, Warren Wallace was our coach. And the faculty drove us all over the state. Total different era, but a wonderful time.
Were they Deserettes?
Deserettes. Yeah, that was a trivia question.
It was.
My phone rang that night. They're like, Kathy, we knew you'd know. Yeah, there's an advantage to being old.
Where did the Teachers College play its games at? Do you remember? Did they use the high school gym?
I do believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I do believe so. Of course, the county college building is gone.
Right. It was back a few years. You could write a book, Kathy.
Well, I just enjoy being part of the trivia night reference.
And what about the guys? It's nice to hear that the women are responding better to the alumni game than the men. But the men usually trickle in along the way, don't they?
Yeah. You know, we've got a couple reservations in so far. I know that Jalen Alexander comes back every year, like I said, Coach Zach Thayer. And then a few others, Gavin Dull, Grant Dull. Yep, Dominic, and usually DeAndre Howard comes back. You know, all those names that I guess are familiar to us. The guys just, they trickle in a little bit at a time, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm so excited to come back. And it's great to see their excitement, too, when they walk in the door. You know, I don't always get to sit at the front door because I'm typically playing during the time a lot of the men are checking in. But as soon as, you know, I'm done playing or we're on break, it's, you know, waving hi, smiling, welcoming. You know, it's just a welcoming community. You know, we all, even though we came from different eras of the campus, have the same connection and heartfelt memories that were created there. So even faculty and staff that have, you know, come and gone from the campus or are still in the area, they're welcome to come over. You know, we typically see, past professors or people like Marnie Dresser usually shows up. John Poole comes and stops by for a while. Usually Barb Wenzel stop in. You know, they're just familiar faces to the campus that have always just been around the community because they're, you know, they were invested in education here. So, you know, they want to come back and see the students, if you will, that have been there, you know, were there when they were there, and we welcome them back as well.
So grateful that so many of them made their careers here and they gave back so much to the community.
Absolutely. You know, this community is small, but I think we all bind together really well, whether we're from here or we, you know, came here to school and we never left, right? We all just kind of fit together like socks and shoes, you know. We coexist, so it's a good time.
It'll be a fun time. We'll wrap up our conversation coming up in just a moment after this break on The Morning Show. Richland County Campus Foundation news and newsletter and some news about the campus and its alumni on our morning show today. Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Margaret Davison, and Kathy Granger in the studio with us today. And Kathy, you're ready to go for those nominations. Hopefully you can get a few here. You said the end of April is kind of when?
Yes, end of April. And so, again, you can either call me or my email is fairladykkg@yahoo.com. However, they need to, if they have questions, but definitely get the nominations in.
And typically, you put, four or five up every year then?
Five.
Five?
Yeah, Two from the county college, three from the campus.
Mm-hmm. And there's still, I'm sure, some very worthy candidates out there, too.
Like I said, it's a tough job for the selection committee. Every year they're like, they just cannot believe the caliber. And last year, because of the caliber and how close the voting was, we went with four campus people, but we try to stick with two and three.
Okay. As far as the foundation, are you looking at maybe doing some other things, maybe branching out on some other dates?
The Alumni Association did receive money from foundation through the Simons Trust, and that is going to allow us to come up with some new ideas and work brainstorming on that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe bring back the road rally. We've talked about that
before. Well, you know, liability again is an issue, so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome any ideas, suggestions on, hey, how have you thought about putting this together? Because we all have this common thread of the passion of the campus and the county college, and however we can keep our association together and bring the alumni back together is a good thing.
That's exciting. Yeah, that's the other thing we talked about during the break, Elizabeth, maybe bringing back the tug of war and so you get some...
Yeah, do some burlap Olympics.
Burlap Olympics. Pull some alumni into Brush Creek there.
Right. Well, you never know. You know, homecoming can be what we make it, you know, and I'm sure that the materials are still around to do the rope is, I'm sure, still somewhere in storage. There might even be a Roadrunner costume in storage. I would bet money on that. So, you know... Those memories of getting together and doing those competitions with your class or the classes, you know, those are memories that stick with everybody. So it's, you know, some of the fond memories that I have there is the relationships that I built with people. And it's great to keep those connections alive through alumni events. And that's why we as the Alumni Association are here. You know, we are trying to continue those memories the best that we can. And, you know, some players have reached out about, you know, what's going to happen to the memorabilia in the gym and what's going to happen to the jerseys. We don't know. But we are in communication with UW-Platteville, and our hope is to preserve as much of that as possible. If we've got to, you know, invest in a display case to keep those trophies on display in a different place, then that's what we're going to try and do. But we, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty still as far as, you know, where things are going to go. But we are communicating with them, and we want to preserve the history that happened in the gymnasiums specifically, you know, with those trophies and significant sporting events. So, you know, our job is to preserve the history.
I spent many a night in the bleachers calling games there, and kind of had a sad feeling this year when I would drive by and the lights were on, but there was nothing going on. It was locked up. So it will be nice to have the ball, the sound of the basketball in the gym and everything again.
Oh, yeah. It's an empty, you know, it's the gym is empty until you put people in it.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get people in there, you know, it kind of feels like home and memories. And I know that the women for sure have used the locker room in the past, you know, change the showers still function, you know. So, yeah, you know, the building might be cold right now, but with warm hearts, it'll be a happy place.
There you go. How do you divide the teams up then?
So that's an interesting question. So I try not to stack, you know, one team or the other. I try to keep it even. I do kind of have an idea, both men and women, who kind of played what position, you know, who's a good guard, who's a good forward, things like that. I've been around basketball my whole life. And I kind of know who played where. So traditionally, I kind of go red, blue as they come in. But if I get, you know, too many guards in at a time, I will flip-flop a player. But for the most part, it's an alternate, you know, you're red, you're blue, you're red, you're blue, and what is. But I have gotten some feedback in the past. Oh, I want to be on so-and-so's team, right? You know, I know that the Anderson sisters love playing with Karina. They all played there together. So I try to get at least one or two of them together on a team. And, you know, I don't want any of us to, we're all going to be sore the next day, but I don't want any of us to like really be dragging, right? Because it's the truth, you know,
sure.
We don't train to play basketball. And when we play this event, you know, we take as many timeouts as we need because we don't want somebody to have a medical episode. You know, if you need to take a break, if you're winded, like call a timeout, you know, that's what they're there for. And it might not be the traditional style, but we're all having fun and we're there to have fun and keep those relationships built. So, you know, we take timeouts, we take a good halftime, you know, a designated amount of time, and we see what goes from there. So
maybe you should play some old Iowa basketball where you only go half court. You know, you stay.
We've done that, you know, with low numbers. We have played half court. You know, it is what it is. You know, we don't need to run up and down the full length of the court if we don't think we can handle it, you know. And I know that there was talk last year. I said, you know, we can play the first half full court. Let's do it, you know. And if we decided halftime, you know, we don't want to run back and forth anymore, it's okay to play half court. You know, we're all, you know, getting, you know, all mid-30s, early 40s, and except for a couple people. So it's just, we got to take care of ourselves too, because we work and we have jobs, and, you know, we have to stay healthy for our families. So, you know, the cardio is good, but we don't want to be on the floor, right? We want to be upright and walking out, sore muscles and all. So.
Sure. There'll be smiles all around. Do you have a special memory from your days of playing at the campus, like a road game or somewhere you play that was pretty
special?
Yeah,
you know, I had a pretty significant incident happen. I was playing defense. Defense was kind of my specialty in basketball. You know, I got to shoot a lot more playing over here at the campus, and I love basketball, and I'm pretty good at defense, I think. I felt bad for the girl. It was like she hit a brick wall, essentially. She hit me and she fell backwards. She ended up, like, you know, being seen for a concussion protocol, because when she hit me, she kind of like lost her balance and fell and hurt herself. And I did feel bad, but I was like, wow, like I'm not a wall, but that poor girl probably felt like it was, right? You know, I grew up on the farm, you know, I've got muscles, and, you know, I stood my ground, and she got, you know, a charge call. And, you know, and there's a lot of other great memories too. You know, I had some double doubles at the campus, and it was a good time.
I think that's one of the things that men and women players used to tell me when I would do interviews out there, is how much more physical the college game was.
Yeah, you know, you're pushing and shoving a little bit more than you were in high school. And, you know, I think they try to, you know, limit that in high school for safety reasons. And, you know, in college, you kind of get to play a little more. And then as you watch NBA, you know, they have a little bit more aggressive playing going on. So, you know, just we have fun at this event. And, you know, the refs are volunteer. I can tell you that my brother's going to ref this year. He's alumni at the campus as well. And I said, you find a partner and make it fair. So, you know, we all volunteer our time to put this event on. And that's what's important. You know, we volunteer our time. We hope that everyone enjoys it and has a good time. And we, you know, the most important things that we want people to get out of it is a good memory.
Margaret, are you going to cheerlead then?
No, those days are past.
You cheerleaded for the old teachers' college.
Yeah,
sure. The Deseretts. What was the uniform? Do you remember the colors?
Blue and white.
Blue and white. Yep. So pretty close to the Roadrunners then, too. Sure. Anything else that you'd like to add, Margaret, in terms of?
Just come out and enjoy the day, and it'd be good to see everybody.
And you're going to be out there selling ads if anybody would like to sponsor us.
Today, yep. We're going to be beating the sidewalk.
All right.
Elizabeth? Yeah, Margaret and I are going to be out co-doing that sponsorship stuff. I just want to let everybody know that there is a Facebook event, and it's a public event, so you can share it. And my only request is that you either send me a private message or send me an email or a text message confirming your spot. I don't want your T-shirt reservation to get lost in a comment somewhere. So if you're planning to order a shirt, be sure to either message me on Facebook. It's my account is Elizabeth Deidelhoff. And then you can send me an email at edeidelhoff, DEITELHOFF 19@gmail.com with your shirt size. If you're planning to play, tell me what year you played and your coach so I can get you added to the roster. And then, or you can send me a text message, and phone number is 608-604-5090.
All right. And Kathy, we look forward to the announcement of the outstanding alumni. That'll come sometime later this spring.
That's true. And one other thing dealing with homecoming, there is no charge at the door. You know, that is, and yeah. Margaret and I are usually working that table, and the excitement when those players come in to register, it is unbelievable. They are so happy to see each other or to see John Poole or everybody. It is just, it truly is a homecoming.
Yes, it is. How can somebody get on the alumni newsletter list if they have
They can just let any one of us know, and we get that name to Rob Kinder. He adds it into the database. And they can get them either hard copy or by email. And you don't have to be a paid member of the association. Not that we welcome that due money goes toward the expenses, but anybody is able to get the newsletter.
Very good. Well, we appreciate all of you coming in here today.
Thank you.
Have fun, you bet. And we'll look forward to that on the 27th of April here, coming up later this month. Elizabeth Deidelhoff, Margaret Davison, and Kathy Granger joining us on The Morning Show. Coming up, Todd Coppernall, Mayor of the City of Richland Center.